Today is Tuesday, August 4th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, or how much ever I want to, and you listen, and today is no different. I still don't know what to say there. It's National Night Out Day. It's also National Coast Guard Day. Coast Guard. And last but not least, National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. I love a chocolate chip cookie. But I think my favorite cookie, just like with ice cream, how my order is very boring now. I used to think, why would you get anything other than chocolate? Like, that is the flavor that you need to get. But now, like I've said many, many times, but I'll say it again, I'm a vanilla guy. And I don't know if it's because I'm older or what, but I just really like vanilla. It's a very subtle flavor, but I really like it. And the same is true with cookies. I like a sugar cookie. Just a plain vanilla sugar cookie. Over a chocolate chip cookie. So it is what it is, you know? All right, well, let's see. What have I done? So yesterday was a Sunday. We watched a couple of movies. I went to church and then came back and Mark was finishing up his workouts and we had lunch. I had Popeyes for lunch. He had leftovers because I'm not a big leftover person, but Mark is okay with leftovers. And so he's trying to eat the leftovers so we don't waste food. I will eat leftovers. But we didn't have enough leftovers for both of us to have the same thing. And so I just decided I would get Popeyes because normally on Sundays when I'm going to church, I will get some sort of fast food. There are 2 days a week that I'll get fast food for sure. One of those is Wednesday nights when I have orchestra rehearsal because I don't have time to cook. And the other one is Sunday for lunch because, again, I don't really have time to cook. I'm playing at church for two different services, and I don't really have time to cook. So I will go and get food. So he knew that I was going to go get food because that's what I always do. And he said, well, don't get me anything. I'm just going to have leftovers. So I think there was some butter chicken leftover that I had made last week. So he made himself some rice and had butter chicken. But there was only enough for one person. So it's really difficult when there are two people because unless I specifically plan a meal and say, okay, like when I make pot roast, I will specifically plan that half of the pot roast is going to go for one meal and half of the pot roast is going to go for tacos or a quesadilla or something like that. And so I will come up with ideas for what to do with the pot roast. But when I use chicken thighs or something like that, and I make buttered chicken, you can't really make anything else out of buttered chicken. So then it's just like, okay, are we going to have buttered chicken again? Because they don't sell two chicken thighs by themselves, at least in the prepackaged meat section. Now, you could probably go to the butcher and say, I just want two chicken thighs. But, you know, at stores like Walmart, you don't really generally go up to the butcher and say, hey, would you cut me? You can, I suppose. You know, I don't even know if they have a butcher anymore at Walmart. I don't think they do. So I would probably have to go. I'm thinking about it because there's nowhere that I can think of. They used to have a butcher counter where you would go up and you would say, can I get, you know, 2 pounds of this or whatever. But I don't remember seeing that. They have a deli section. Maybe you can go up to the deli people and say, hey, will you get me some, you know, 1.5 pounds of ground beef? I don't know. I'm not really sure. But anyway, regardless, Fresh Market has a butcher. That's pretty much all they do. They have prepackaged, but they have a butcher there and you basically, you know, basically tell them what you want. So that's what I did on Sunday. And then we watched two movies. I had Popeyes. He had butter chicken. We watched two movies. And we watched this one called Obsession. That's a horror movie where this, a horror movie where this guy makes a wish on this old magical whistle thing. Not a whistle. It's a toy that you buy that's a birch stick, and you make a wish and you break the stick and your wish is supposed to come true. And he wishes that this girl would fall in love with him. And then all sorts of bad things occur. Bad things. And so we watched that. It was, you know, it has like a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, but I would have given it low 80s myself. But for people who like horror movies, and I do like horror movies, but it was too much of, I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for anyone, so I'm not going to say anything else, but it's got a 94 in Rotten Tomatoes. I did not think it was as good as 94, but it is what it is. And then we watched He-Man, and what a pile of, Masters of the Universe is the name of the movie. But what a pile of poop that was. I loved He-Man when I was growing up. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. But anyway, I loved that when I was growing up. But just like I've gone back and watched cartoons like Thundercats or something, because I used to love Thundercats. And they redid Thundercats recently. It may have been 10 years ago. I don't know. But it was, to me, it was recently. And so I went back and tried to watch some of those. I even tried to watch some of the original ones. And oh my gosh, it is so obvious. They are the most simple stories. And, you know, for kids, right? And it's so obvious that they did those cartoons to sell toys. And really, that's what I did. I would watch the cartoon and then I would ask my mom if I could go buy the toys. Because I really wanted to collect all the various, I wanted to have all the, you know, Lion-O and Pumra and I can't think of the names are escaping me. But the same thing with He-Man. I would watch He-Man and then we would go and we would buy the action figures. And I remember I had He-Man, I had Two-Face. It was a character with two different faces. I can't remember what else. I think I even had, or one of my cousins might have had a Castle Grayskull. I'm not sure. We weren't rich when I was growing up, so I might not have had a Castle Grayskull. I'm not really sure. So we watched that, and then today, as I'm recording this, I got up on Monday morning and mowed the front lawn. I was able to go 2 weeks because it hasn't been raining very much here, and so the grass is turning brown. And it's not growing. We do try to take a good care of our lawn and our flower beds. And every summer we plant flowers and we, you know, try to make our flower beds look nice and everything. We're the gays. We have to have a good looking yard. That's part of the expectation when you're gay, is that your yard is going to look good. So we do that, and I mow and I edge and I do all those things, but we don't water the lawn. This house does not have an inbuilt sprinkler system. And Mark used to go out and water, and he would, when we first moved in 5 years ago, he would drag the sprinkler around and water the lawn. But it's so much work and it costs so much money to water. So we just don't do that. Maybe at some point we will, but currently we're not. So I mowed. And then I recorded, and now I'm recording this podcast. Basically is it. I watched one episode of Mom. I made the bed. I took a shower. I did all those things. So let's go back to our cruise. So we were still on, I'm looking here, we were still on day one. So we walked through an aviary to get on the cruise ship. We had a lot of, so our one key access that we had paid for is supposed to get you some privileges. And so we were able to jump in the line eventually and get ahead of some people because of our key access. We got through everything in less than an hour. We were on the ship. Ship was definitely old. You could tell. It was much smaller. There was not maintenance issues, but the paint was fading in a lot of areas. You could see on the balcony, you could see rust and things like that. So it was obvious that it was an older ship. And we had a special lunch. So we got on the ship. They had a key lunch. I had a burger and fries. It was decent. There were only three tables of us sitting there having this key lunch. And of course, this was our first experience on the ship. So they started speaking Spanish to us. But as soon as we spoke English, they switched to English for us. They gave us a Spanish menu. So this was kind of our taste of what it was going to be like. But we asked... They said, oh, we have an English menu available, so they brought us an English menu. Food was fine. We got to our room. We looked at the cruise director video. It was also all in Spanish. No English cruise director video. We did our first trivia, and my favorite, cutest person, Alberto, his nickname was Papi Chulo. Anyway, he was cute, energetic, funny. And he translated everything into English. It was great. We lost. We then did 70s Name That Tune. We did ABBA Name That Tune, also with Alberto. We lost that as well. So we lost all three. We had dinner in the Windjammer Buffet. People just don't know how to use buffet. People were grabbing things with their bare hands, putting things back, eating right there in the buffet lines, dropping tongs on the floor. Ugh. And it was much smaller than we're used to. And then we participated in a game show called Majority Rules. That was fun. And then it was bedtime. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.